Ian also continues his music. He played in 2 Waikato Symphony Orchestra concerts. Juggling a travelling academic lifestyle with rehearsals and concerts is tough, but an ideal solution has evolved. Ian shares the second clarinet chair with Paul, a good friend and wonderful clarinet player, who knows the repertoire backwards and is content to join the orchestra on an occasional basis. The informal clarinet quartet has thrived this year, with 3 to 5 players meeting at our house pretty well every week. By now, we have an extensive music library for all configurations. Some players join us each week for dinner, cooking being shared between Pam and Sarah, a gifted cook, musician and writer who lives in Auckland but works at Waikato University during the week. Gradually, we seem to be changing from a musical group that eats first to a dinner club that plays afterwards. Our weekly meals are convivial, often hilarious, drawn-out affairs with wine, and their belly-busting nature seriously detracts from our ability to play clarinets. Breath control is always tougher on a full stomach, and wine compromises dexterity and sight reading. The Hector Medal for Outstanding Contributions to Mathematical and Information Sciences that Ian won last year was awarded by the President of the Royal Society in a small ceremony in April. While researching his acceptance speech, Ian discovered a curious Canadian connection. The Kicking Horse Pass, just across the Great Divide that separates Alberta from BC, is named, not surprisingly, after an incident in which a horse kicked a man, concussing him so badly that his companions took him for dead. It was only as he lay beside the freshly dug grave that he was able to open an eye to signal he did not wish to be buried yet. That man was, surprise, James Hector, a Scot who accompanied Palliser's expedition to explore the Rocky Mountains. He later emigrated to New Zealand and became one of our most renowned scientists. He also named Hector's dolphin, a species we occasionally see from Beulah. The medal itself is huge and useless. What do you do with a 3-inch gong that doesn't even have provision for a chain to hang by? On the front is Sir James himself, and the back depicts a crouching Māori observing a pair of now-extinct native birds, huia. While on the subject of work, this year Ian finished the book Web Dragons, Inside the Myths of Search Engine Technology, that he began during our visit to Siena last year with 2 Italian co-authors. He likes to write, you guessed. Published in November, just in time for the Christmas market, and we know for a fact that at least 1 copy has been given as a Christmas present, and not within our family, and not to a computer scientist. It's a populist book about how search engines are transforming the way we work, and changing, not for the better, how information and knowledge develop within our society. It's completely non-technical. Take a look at webdragons.net.